So hello, everyone, and welcome to Embodying Happiness and Prosperity Radio Show. And I am Malin O'Malley, and I'm so happy to have you here with me. And I am a transformational expert guiding highly sensitive and creative entrepreneurs and professionals to transform limiting mindsets, liberate their true self, purpose, passion, and personal power, and manifest the happy, prosperous, and juicy life that you were meant to live. And welcome, welcome to today's call. And today we're going to talk about overwhelm, being highly sensitive and overwhelmed by all of the things that are going on around the world, all of the events that are happening in the news. There's a lot of people are having fear and anxiety is coming up, and so that it's creating this for highly sensitive in particular, because we're so sensitive. It's creating a lot of panic and, like I said, anxiety, stress. And we're going to cover how to manage that and why you are experiencing that. And you might not know that you're highly sensitive, so I'm going to talk a little bit about who is a highly sensitive, what does that mean, and how you might find out if you are. One of the ways is you can go to my website, www.marilynomalley.com. That's MarilynOmalley.com. And, you know, upwards is home and about me, et cetera, or meet Marilyn. Under those, there is a test for a highly sensitive, and you can go on and take that test, and I actually have it in front of me, so I'll share some of the things that are on it. But one of the reasons that we get, a few reasons why we get overwhelmed is that we actually, we're aware of subtleties in the environment that somebody who isn't as sensitive as us aren't. And so that means that we pick up on a lot of subtle changes that are happening. I'll give you an example. You know, let's say we're walking into a restaurant, and a regular, you know, person. And we're regular too. We're not irregular, but and this is a gift. I see being highly sensitive as a gift. We are here for a reason, and this is one of the main reasons, because we can help out those people who can't see the subtleties, who can't feel them. So somebody might walk in who is not as sensitive, and they might notice, say, like four things. They might see color, they might hear the sound, they might notice somebody that stands out, and they might get a sense of the energy in the room. Whereas a highly sensitive is going to go in there, we're going to pick up on like at least six or more things. So we're going to pick up on the flowers at the hostess stand, and we're going to imagine who created those flowers, and we'll go into the color of them. We're going to feel that part of the room feels really good, and this part of the room feels very uncomfortable. I don't want to be there. And we're going to notice the scent in the room, the smell. Might even be on different individuals. We're picking up scents and smell. We're reading the energy of the hostess, and we're reading the energy of the tables as we're moving through the room to our table. We're taking in so many things and processing them. And that is our gift. And it also can be a curse if we don't know how to take care of ourselves. And one of the things I will be talking about is boundaries, and energetic boundaries, because subtleties also mean that we're picking up like our partner's energy or the people that you're around the most, peers that you work with. So if somebody's feeling depressed or down, then you will pick up on their energy. You can pick up on that and not know that you're picking up on their energy. You might think that, like, all of a sudden you're not feeling good or you're feeling down, and you make the energies that you're picking up around you into being you, and they're not you. And so anyway, imagine all of this energy coming in and you have no boundary, and it just feels like you're absorbing everything around you, and that can be overwhelming. If you're just joining us, highly sensitive self-test is, besides being aware of subtleties in our environment, other people's moods affect us, what I just said. And because of all of this energy, you feel the need to withdraw. You feel the need to have time alone and in quiet or in nature or in the bedroom. Some of us, and there's all different levels of sensitivity, so some people might be able to handle a little bit more than others, and then there's others that it's just the world is really overwhelming to them. And picking up on those subtleties, you don't want to go back to and other people's moods. We're very intuitive. We're like a radio tower, you know, waiting for signals to come in. We're like reading all the signals, and we're receiving them. And again, to not get overwhelmed, we have to learn how to manage our energy, our body, our mind, so it doesn't run away and absorb all of this, and we don't clear it and ground it and take care of ourselves. But we're also picking up, I know I do, particularly at nighttime when I'm sleeping, I wake up in the morning and I can wake up and feel anxious or overwhelmed. I like know something happened. like I knew when the earthquake in Japan, and sometimes when I, you know, when we go to bed, that's when we're letting go and relaxing, and we can feel the, you know, if there's a lot of stuff that has happened, a pain in the world and events that are going on, we feel other people's pain and suffering. And we have to remember to let go of that. And I will go through and I will help you with that. I live here in Santa Barbara, and I'm sure it was all over the news about this crazy kid who was in a lot of pain that went around creating a lot of pain in Isla Vista here near UCSB, and, you know, killed a lot of innocent people, innocent children, young adults. And so there's a lot happening right now, and energetically the pot, you know, the universal pot is being stirred up so all the shit can rise to the top and be cleared, you know, so we can either transform this world in the ways that it's not working and create ways that are going to create more harmony and vibrant and spiritual and, you know, healthy ways of being in the world. So just a couple, I'm just going to cover a couple more things. And then, like I said, you can go on my website and take the test there. You might be sensitive to caffeine effects, bright lights, strong smells, coarse fabrics. Here is one of the things where highly sensitives get really overwhelmed. We have a very complex inner life. And That means we have very creative minds. And our minds can take us all over the place. And so helping to manage that mind and understand, you know, understand when to let it run wild and then when to rein it in and not let it control us. Because an example would be, you know, feeling all these feelings, you don't understand that you're picking up on all the other people around you and events, and you start thinking something's wrong with you. You start fantasizing about what could be happening and how this is going to overwhelm you and how it's going to ruin your health and ruin your life and da-da-da-da, and you end up shutting yourself in a room and in your home and not wanting to go out. So that is one thing. And like I said, we're highly intuitive. We get rattled when we have a lot to do in a short amount of time. We tend to know what needs to be done to make people comfortable. We're reading that energy all the time. We get annoyed when people try to get you to do too many things at once. We try to avoid making mistakes or forgetting things. That's where our mind too will go create overwhelm. So anyway, those are a few things that I wanted to share. So if you're not aware of if you're highly sensitive, to give you an idea and to also share why you're getting overwhelmed, because you are like an open radio tower receiving all of this information around, and you're intuitive, and so you're picking up information that way. So what creates the overwhelm? So we got that, you know, your mind, an overactive mind. We've got that you're picking up on all these subtle energies. And there's also stuff that's happening out in the universe that shakes things up energetically. So there's a lot of energy around us that is not necessarily being filtered, that we're absorbing. And if we don't take good care of ourselves, and this is, you know, this applies to somebody who isn't sensitive also, but, you know, because they're feeling some things too, but just not as deeply. They're not, you know, we'll take information and then here's one of the things that causes the overwhelm too, is that highly sensitive, because we're so sensitive, and as we were growing up, because we didn't know any other way to do it, what we tend to do is not be in our body. So we tend to hang out in the ethers, in the spiritual realm, because we don't want to feel the pain. And a lot of us, you know, we're not taught this as a child growing up, that we're pulling in other people's energy and information, and it makes us feel yucky and makes us not feel good, and we're overwhelmed by it, and it makes us cry or be moved, or, you know, makes us feel confused, makes us feel not like ourselves, makes us feel sick even, and we were labeled as shy and weak, and you know, so we think something's wrong with us. We think something's broken, and nothing's broken. Nothing is broken. We just have not been trained how to manage it, and it's really the sensitives are here for a reason. We're here as our gifts of sensitivity help those that don't have it see how to create new things, see what's missing. We're great problem solvers. But we have to get clear that we need to manage ourselves in this world that is not necessarily conducive for sensitive, and how to take care of ourselves. So by managing, you know, eating well, making sure you have breaks when you need a break, when you're getting overwhelmed. And stimulation, we talked about stimulation from people, stimulation from their emotions, stimulation that's happening in the environment, in the universe, you know, stars exploding, et cetera, full moons, new moons, wars, you know, governments exploding, et cetera. And we also have all of the internet, all of our gadgets, all of the electronics, all of that stuff affects us. You know, your electrical thing, if you have a meter outside of your house where they're reading it virtually, that is giving off a lot of, I don't know the term exactly, but it's giving off a lot of energy that affects people. And so just understanding that you're in this very complicated, very rich, textured, and you know, I'm saying some of the negative things. There's also fabulous things that are happening. I see more of that than the negative. But it's just that's what will sometimes push us over. So learning how to manage all of the things that you're juggling in your day, all of the different energies that are coming at you, your family, your kids, your spouse, your work, your electronic things, what's happening in the universe. And I know that can feel overwhelming already, is just to take a deep breath and go, it all starts with me. It all starts with me. And so it's really important for the sensitive to, one of the things that is to stop multitasking. Don't multitask. Because it just creates more confusion. And it actually takes longer. One of the things is getting in the body. We need you sensitive to come back down into your body. Now that'd be like, okay, why do I want to get in my body? Because you need to feel your feelings. And the reason is, and you're going, I don't want to feel everything that I've been feeling. You just didn't know how to process it before. And once you start to get in your body and manage your feelings, they are going to give you information you can clear so much quicker than resisting it and staying in that spiritual realm. You're not living in the now if you're not in your body. You can't live in the present moment. You're not receiving information that will guide you to living your purpose and your passion. It's unhealthy. You're not clearing that energy. The emotions aren't being processed. I'm telling you, and I from experience, that once you get down into your body, and that's where your power is, particularly the first three chakras from the base of your spine, you know, up to your heart area, that is where you manifest on this planet. This is where you create your life. And when you, and just think about, you know, for the women, that, you know, it's like you create here and you give birth here. And it's the same with the men. You're creating and you're giving birth. You're just not literally going to give birth to a baby. But it's the same idea that we bring those ideas, those inspirations that come down into our physical body. We need to be able to feel and have them guide us. And you will not get as overwhelmed when you come down into your body and then you ground. So I want you to just feel in, close your eyes and feel into your body right now. I'm going to take you through an exercise. Because it's really important that sensitives ground themselves also. So instead of just feeling connected to source, I want you to feel connected to the earth. And that way, when stuff is flying around you, all this energy is coming in, you have a place, that grounding cord. You can imagine that grounding cord like there's grounding cords on homes for lightning. It gives that energy a place to go. You can give the energy that's coming in a place to go back down into Mother Earth, rather than feeling that you have to defend against it with like fat on your body, or you take it in as if it's your own and it makes you sick and overwhelmed. So I'm going to just take you through an exercise right now, give you some tools that you can do, and it's going to take a little bit longer. You can do this very quickly. I can say connect to source, ground, clear, you know, and I'm done. But I'm going to walk you through it a little bit longer. And again, it has to just working with intention. And then I'm also going to help you create a boundary around you, an energetic boundary. So, and I call this space around you, you know, it's like your energetic mobile home. You know, it's like, and you want it feng shui'd all the time. You want it clear of everybody else's energy. You can still feel everybody outside. You can still feel the energy, but you don't have to take it on and own it. And that gives you the space to decide what you want to do with it. So, take a nice deep breath. And I'll have question and answer time or coaching afterwards. So if you like, just make any notes, and I'll let you know when that's going to happen. So first, just follow your breath. Like, hello, body. And sort of notice, are you in your body or are you hanging out a little bit above your head? And say hello, body, and then, like, put all your attention, like, go down to your big toe. And just ask yourself to come back into your body. Come down. Come all the way down to your big toe. And start to feel the bottoms of your feet on the floor, in your shoes. And sort of wander up and just let yourself feel the air on your skin as we're doing this. Feel your heart beating. Feel the blood moving through your body. And feel your knees. And then go to your hips. Feel those hips sitting, just feel like, hello. Hello, hips. Hello, core of my body. The body loves it when you pay attention to it. Can you feel like how it's relaxing? It's like not on red alert. It's not in this fight or flight. It's like, oh, it's like being seen. It's like you're seeing yourself. It's like it's being seen. It's welcoming home. It's like a baby, you know, going and you're looking in its eyes and talking baby talk to it. Feel your heart. And your hands and your fingers and all your arms, your shoulders, up your neck, into your head, skull. All right, so now I want you to imagine from the top of your skull that there's going to be a cylinder going up, 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 and it can go as far as you want it to go. So you want to imagine like at least 30 feet, and it can go up. You know, you can just picture it going up to your higher self or connecting into source. The higher self to me is already connected into source. It's my spirit connected into the source can be God, is the quantum field, the universe, whatever terminology you use, you know, make that clear for you. And I want you to imagine this cylinder like it's locking in. So it's like you're plugging in. And you're, so you're plugged in to source, to God, to the universe, quantum field. And then let that, as it plugs in, it's like surge of that energy comes flowing down through the top of your skull, flowing down into your body, all throughout your body, into every cell. And it could be like a wash, like a waterfall. It could be these brilliant rays of light. And this has got like gold and white and violet, and you might have pink or whatever it is that you need right now that your body wants to receive from source. Allow yourself to receive this. Receive healing. Receive loving energy. Receiving any knowledge that you need at this time. And it's coming into every cell of your body. All the cells are like, think of them as like raisins plumping up with that energy and then overflowing to the next and the next and the next. Going through every system of your body. Through every bone, every cell, every organ. Imagine it washing throughout your skull and your brain. And let it wash through and just imagine it removing any energy that isn't yours. Anything you've taken on, any ideas that do not fit who you are, washing them away. Just like a washing tracks away off of a dirt road with a nice rain. It's moving all the energy that is stuck. It's not moving like being in a riverbed and there's a log there. It's the water comes in, it moves that log so that river can flow easily. Again, feeling all of that moving through your eyes, washing over your eyes, let it wash over your eyes and remove any film, any filters from others that's not yours that you've taken on. Let it move throughout your brain and your skull. Let it go through that part of your brain where it's that fight or flight or freeze. That part of your brain that's on constant alert to keep you protected. Let's like calm it down. I'm okay. All right. Good. Soothe. I'm calm right now. Yes. And I'm conscious. What we're doing is we're waking up this brain and it's conscious. You might find yourself yawning. That's good. Yawning brings more consciousness. Brings you into consciousness. It's waking up your brain. Let it flowing down through your mouth and your throat, going through that the chakra, that the fifth chakra, your communication chakra. Let it clear out any of the things that are in the way of that communication. Let that wash through, easy clearing, coming down into your shoulders and running down into your arms all the way out the palms of your hands, just moving into the energy all the way around you. Let it move into your shoulders and think of it again as a saw running healing, loving energy down your spine, going down and soothing all the frayed nerves, soothing all the way down into the base of the spine, going into every cell of your body, but letting you relax, removing all the energy that is not yours. So it's washing it down. It's just going to keep washing down all of this energy. If you're going faster than I am, it's going to go all the way through your body and straight down into the earth, straight down through the bottoms of your feet, down into the earth, down into the center of the earth. You can imagine that. So if you're going quicker than I, down into your heart, let it wash away all of the pain and the hurt and the that you no longer need to hold on to in your heart area, in the middle of your back. Let that whole area feel expanded and free. Receive. Clear away all of the energy that is blocking. And again, that it's not yours, that might be other people's energy in there that you're holding back or holding on to. Let it go. Let it move down into the core of your body, again, into all your organs, into every cell, receiving love and healing, invigorating energy, releasing down through that low back, into the hips, into the pelvis, into the womb, into the groin, down through the legs, and it's just pushing out all this energy, flowing out all of this energy that is not yours. It's just a cleansing, cleansing, and it just keeps on going down through the knees, down through the ankles, and out the bottoms of the feet. So that energy can run all day long. You can wake up in the morning, hook in, and let that be running out, and so that it's, you're never going to hold on to other people's energy. It will always be running. And we're going to do around you, but first I want to ground you. So then I want you to imagine from your hip, imagine that there's a cylinder of, like a circle that goes all the way down, a cylinder shape that's wider than your hip that cuts like a hole deep down into the center of the earth. And just imagine that that hole, like, gives you a place. Now, see, that's all that energy is going down. And don't worry about Mother Earth. She'll transform all that energy into good energy. So it's not like you're shitting into the earth. It's like you're she's going to take it. She's going to transform it. She'll give it back. Let the energies that we can't see take care of it. You just feel connected to her. And so connected through your feet, you can feel roots growing down into her. And then with this grounding hole, I want you to imagine now that they're going to put an anchor onto your hip. I want you to imagine, like you can imagine a very, very strong rope, or a like huge boat anchor, or it can be, let's just keep it simple, one of those, like huge, 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 that would fit in this hole. And it's the exact right distance to go down into the center of the earth. It's the right distance. It's not going to pull you down. It knows perfectly. And it's connected onto your hips and your pelvis. And you can even imagine just like pushing it down the hole so it goes, and you can sense it going, 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 and then it connects again. And you can even feel like you, like all of a sudden you can move your hips and you can feel like, oh, yeah, I feel like I'm tethered. So as this energy of the day comes in, imagine you can just let it go down this grounding cord. You can just imagine it coming down around your hips or your feet and just going down your legs, just sending it down the grounding cord. You don't have to take it into your heart. You don't have to take it into your mind and think about it. So feel that grounding. And feel like Mother Earth and nature, she also helps because of gravity. So that gravity from the earth is helping to pull off that energy. The source energy is coming in, filling you up, washing, healing, clearing, invigorating, moving things. It's just constantly moving, goes down into the center of the earth and is receiving that energy. You just keep receiving from source. So like it doesn't take energy from you. Source is doing this for you. It's moving this for you. All right, so now I want you to think, if you're familiar with the aura is your chakra layers all the way around you. To make it simple, let's think about creating a like an egg shape that tucks in to that cylinder above your head, about 3 feet above your head, tucks in. So now that energy from that cylinder from source is now starting to fill this container around you. So 3 feet all the way around you, 360 degrees, but also tucked in about 3 feet underneath your feet into that grounding cord. So it's like an egg. Just picture yourself in an egg. But source energy is coming through, and now it's cleaning out all the energy 3 feet around you. 3 feet all the way, 360 degrees around you. So any of the energy around you, specifically that has other people's energy in it, is clearing that. So just a minute, it's like going in and taking a shower, and all of the energy around you is being washed away, washed down that grounding cord, clearing it like windows being sprayed with water. And just imagine all of the gunk and the dirt and everything coming off, flowing down. So all of that space, 360 degrees around you, make sure to get behind you, is all clear. Because think of that as all, it's all those peoples and other energies that are around you and in that space create filters. It's like, you know, it's, you can't see the world how you want to see it because you've got all this other people's shit in front of you. I'm sorry for that language. But it's just, you know, there's, it's keeping you from seeing what is possible. It's keeping you from creating your world. It's like their energy is in the way of you creating your life. So washing that, this is what you're in charge of. This will keep you from being overwhelmed. So grounding, connecting into source, knowing you have a connection, connected to your higher self, intuition, healing energy, just energy all around, this serving, loving energy, connected to everything, connected to all the knowledge that you need. It's all there. This is where you go and ask and you receive. Connected to Mother Earth, she's here to support you, this rich, juicy, fertilizing energy. She wants to receive everything that you want to let go of, and then she's here to support you. Again, as a very calming grounding so that you're not going to be blown away like a leaf in the wind from all the people around you, all the happenings around you. So now I want you to feel what it feels like to have this clear space around you. Now, does it feel like you can be in your body more? And doesn't that like feel good? Now, I want you to feel down towards the base of your spine. That's your first chakra. And I want you to imagine now that chakra. That chakra is red. So I want you to imagine this first chakra. This is survival, loyalty to the tribe, your connection. So I want you to grow that energy so it almost becomes like a cylinder out and it can fill that space around you. And it can also then go down your legs and down into Mother Earth. So it's like a root system. This is like your root. You're rooted in. This is your connection to everything. And I want you to feel when you start to feel that first chakra, does it feel like a little turn on? Is it like, wow, there's some aliveness there that I haven't felt before? And notice how it feels like to be in your body then. Like, that's not a bad feeling. So I want this light, this inner light of you to start coming out and filling up that egg shape now, that your aura space, your energetic container, your mobile home. This is like your mobile home, right? This is your mobile home, and you're going to decorate it, and you're going to keep it clear, and you're going to, this is your space. This is nobody else's space. So, and you fill it up from your energy from the inside out. When this space is full of your energy and your light, nobody else's energy can come in unless it's invited in. And I'm going to show you, too, you can bring this energy in and you can push it out. But right now, I want you to just start to feel that first chakra and feel that energy spreading and feel that energy grounding. And just allow yourself to, like, love your body, like this source energy coming in, pure love, pure healing. You know, whatever wants to happen right now, just let it happen. And if you can just feel a little, that's beautiful. The more you put your attention there and you start, it will build, and it can build very quickly. And it's not, it's again, this is you. You're like coming back in touch with the truth of you. You're coming back in touch with your power, with your passion, with your soul. And now let's move up to the second chakra. I want you to feel that second chakra. Feel that energy expanding. And so this is like an orange. This is how you relate to the world. This is how you feel it, how you interpret it. Now there's could be a lot of stuff in here, but I just want you to just right now just be in your body and just feel this part of it. Don't think it. One of the highly sensitive, we tend to think what we feel, not feel our feelings. So that's that inner mind. So we think we're feeling, but we're really just thinking about what we're feeling. So right now, I just want you to just let your attention be in your body, feel your belly, let it relax, feel the energy flowing up from that first chakra into the second chakra. It's like a flame, and that flame keeps growing. And that flame and that energy, and you start to feel that, it's like a light, like your energy expands and feels that 3 feet, 360 degrees around you. It's your energy. And I want you to feel it go out your back also. So it's not just the front. Feel it go out the back. Feel it go below you. Feel it go above you. And then let's go up to the third chakra. That's a yellow. And again, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to see colors or know it. It's just the energy. You're just feeling the energy. So that's the solar plexus. This is your unique self. Hello. Hello, divine you. Hello. Like you're receiving the baby, your inner child. Hello, hello, hello. I love you, I love you, I love you. Again, let that energy feel that. Then come into your heart space, like an emerald green. Again, just no judging. It's just feel it. Feel your heart pounding. And whatever feelings come up, just let them come up and let them move through. You know, it's like that energy moving through. It's just like, hello. Yes, nice to see you. Okay. And then it like goes down. Just imagine it going down the grounding cord when it's complete. Mother, you don't have to hold on to things. You're energetic. It's moving all the time. Just let things move through you. It's like you're driving on the road and there's a tree. And the tree, you see it in the front, and then you let it go. You let the vision of the tree go behind you. Same thing with the feeling. They're not you. You're the observer of them. All right, and throat chakra, you want to get like a indigo blue, a beautiful blue. Feeling, letting that. Third eye is like a violet, a purple, or an indigo blue. That's the indigo blue. And the top of your head is white. So now just feel the space around you. Be in it. Just be in this moment. If you want, I actually think it's good. Open your eyes and hold this space because you want to have this space when you're awake and walking around. You want to be able to connect this. So just like be present. Like look what's in front of you. Name, oh, there's a lamp. And oh, see, you can hold it. You can do the both of the things at the same time. So I want you to imagine on the outside of this aura space of your mobile home is you can make it silver, gold, bronze. You can put rose bushes around it. You can put one rose, a staff. And what that is like you're giving yourself something at the edge that whatever energy is out there is going into that staff, that rose, the rose bushes, or it's hitting the metal, and then it just slides down and goes down into Mother Earth. So it's just giving it a place to go, and then it goes down into the grounding cord. So you don't have to take it on. Can you feel that? You might even hear my voice differently now. It feels like there's space in between you and your world. It isn't right on top of you. Feel that. and feel you can turn, you know, I want you to imagine that also out in front of you is like a dimmer switch. And I want you to imagine this dimmer switch is your inner light. It's like a dining room light, you know, you can turn it up on high and you can dim it down low. I want you to imagine that dimmer switch is like has numbers on it, 1 to 100. Where are you at right now? A number will pop into your mind. And so then I want, from that place, I want you to turn your light up until it becomes uncomfortable. Turn that light up. Turn that dimmer switch up as light and feel that. And your light goes beyond the aura space. It goes beyond. It's shining way out. It doesn't stop. And you can feel. You can feel the energy. You can feel my energy through this barrier. But again, it's giving you space. You're not taking it on into yourself. It's not like it's happening to you. It's happening out here. So it gives you time to react to it. Do I want to react to that? Does it mean anything to me? You know, you can separate yourself out. You can be the observer. You don't have to own it. You don't have to take on other people's pain and suffering. You manage this for you. So, again, see if you can turn it up a little bit higher. And then see what happens when you turn it low. How do you feel? And then turn it up again. And see, you can play with this. You can start to see like, oh, I am in control of how I show up energetically. So the next thing is wants you to pull in the boundary. So now it's 3 feet out. You can pull that in, pull it into 2 feet. Pull it into 1 foot. You can pull it in close to your body. But again, so every time it's filled up with your energy. So like you're going out to Walmart or to a concert or something, you might not want your energetic space all the way out because there's a lot of people around. So you pull it in closer. You might, maybe when you go to nature, you're out in the water, you want it full on out. You want to take in everything. Experience it. Be your fullest, or you're on stage. So this is a great way for speakers and people that are in front of people. If you create this, you can still read the energy of your audience. You're grounded on the stage. You're owning your energy and who you are, but you're not taking on other people's stuff. So now you can run this all day long. You can just check in, and you just keep checking in and saying, am I grounded? Am I clear? Have I taken on anything? And you just can go through this very easily and quickly. That took a while. So let's see. So that took a while. I'm going to see, does anybody have, if you have any questions, you can hit star 2. And raise your hand, and we can I'll unmute you. Or if you're listening online, go ahead and send me a question, so we can trying to get my chat here. Okay. For some reason, my chat's not working. I'm sorry. I'm learning how to do this new system, and I was on earlier, and now for some reason I'm not on. But anyway, if there's anybody that's on the line that has a question, just hit star 2, and Yeah, so if your number ends in 7317, go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, hi. My question is, how do you differentiate between, well, is this pain that I'm feeling, is it something that maybe is coming up for me because it's been buried or I've taken it on from outside, from out in the world? That's sort of what I'm wondering. I mean, is this just your own intuition will tell you?
Well, I think if it's old, you don't, that I wouldn't try to duraphrase. I know I have trouble saying that word, duraphrase. Yes, thank you. Just let it go. You don't have to know. But what you, in the present moment, what you can do is you can, this is why being in your body really matters, is because you can go, is that me or is that somebody else? Because it's like, were you feeling, if you're not a person that usually feels depressed and then you're all of a sudden, it comes on very quickly and you feel depressed, then most likely it's not your energy. If nothing's happened to make you feel anxious and all of a sudden you're feeling anxious, most likely it's not you. So I think as a sensitive, becoming more aware of how you operate while you're in your body, not out of, in the ethers, hanging more in the spiritual, it's understanding, oh, this is me, and you can tap in, because you'll usually have a thought then that if it's you, you'll have something that you created it. Whether, if you start to feel a certain way, then you can follow it backwards and say, what was I just thinking that created that emotion for me? And it might be, all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, what if, and put yourself into some fear, and that made you anxious. But if there wasn't a thought and nothing, and it just is coming on, and all of a sudden, a lot of times too, we'll feel like, I don't feel like myself. You hear people say, I just don't feel like myself today. more times than not, it's not your energy that you're feeling, that you've taken on. And we're like sponges. So, if you sleep next to somebody, you are picking up their energy. If you're around a lot of people, animals too. That has to do with animals. In nature, everything, we're all exchanging energy all the time. So people at work, it might be like you're all good and happy, and then you get to work, and then all of a sudden there's, something happens, and all of a sudden you're feeling like you've got somebody just drained the energy out of you. Well, there's probably somebody there that's like an energy vampire, that they call them sometimes, but, that's just a downer Debbie or Doug or, and you just unconsciously sort of plug into their energy. And it's like, you got to think, like, pull all your plugs. Take all your plugs back. Don't plug into other people. Again, read them from the space of your mobile home, your mobile energetic home.
Yeah, that's a really powerful practice that you just took us through, and I've heard you talk about it before with essence coaches and all that, but it seems a little more tangible now.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe because I've been doing all the radio shows. starting to register a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Yay. Well, I'm happy. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, too. Thank you, too.
Welcome. Let me mute you again. Does anybody else have any other questions? And I'm sorry for you chat people. I was connected in before and it just went off. But you can also go and send me an email with any questions, and I'll cover them in the next show or send you an email back. And I didn't cover a lot of the overwhelm, but this helped you see how you can handle it. I think that's the most important part. We didn't cover everything that causes the overwhelm, but trying to see, just go through. We have a couple more minutes here. I think, the other thing is that being in the present moment is the best thing that you can do. Get out of the past and out of the future, because what happens when you get in that place, it puts you into that fight or flight, and it starts this whole perfectionist thing that's actually playing on underneath. And is it related to a lot of heart energy? Because perfectionism is around the heart, where we become very critical and disappointed in ourselves. But it's like looking back, how we're always like, how can we make things better? How can I be, like, you know, where am I broken? How can I fix things? And so that creates overwhelm, that creates the panic, anxiety, and fear. So being as much in the present moment, being inside your body, is, if you can just keep thinking of that and allow yourself, I promise you that coming into your body, maybe my next show will just be about that, is really, it turns you on to life. I don't know how to explain it even more, but the more in touch you become and get in your body, and being connected to Source and being connected to Mother Earth, it isn't, you're not disconnected. It's this beautiful connection. It's a beautiful harmony between the spirituality and being human. And as that happens, it is like a, it's a turn on. And you get fed by spirit, and you are start to live that and fuel that into the world. You start to feel like empowered and able to express that out into the world. So so really coming back to yourself, the dance between spirit and body, calming yourself down. So the other thing is, you can go on my website and find the or go on YouTube and find my oxytocin breath. That's another thing that you can practice as you go along to help you keep out of overwhelm, is when you start to feel yourself just go into that a little bit, you start to do the oxytocin breath. So I have a whole video on that that you can, I'll put that in the newsletter. Also with the recording of this. So you can do that multiple times throughout the day. And what it does is it triggers your, it gets your oxytocin going, which calms you down. So you want to be, and I want to share also, because highly sensitive want to do things that matter in the world. When you take care of yourself, this is probably the biggest thing. When you take care of yourself, when you do your work first, then you give everybody else permission to do theirs. You become this energy that energetically turns other people on to creating this calm. So it's like, be that which you wish to create in the world. So we don't want to create more panic. We don't want to create more fear, more anger, more frustration. We want to create more peace, more calm, more consciousness. So it all begins with us. And so I'm going to end there. And I thank you very much for being on the show. Please pass this along if you feel it would benefit others, which I do. And if you have any questions, be in contact with me, and I will help you answer them. Thank you so much. This is Marilyn O'Malley, and this is Embodying Happiness and Prosperity Radio Show. Goodbye.